It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Good morning, and here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Thursday, August 30th at 10:40 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. And today we have the honor of being in the office of the Honorable Mayor of Biloxi, Andrew Fofo Gillage. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning to all.
Now, we don't have a script. We're just going to give you some topics, and we're going to see where you go with them. You've been working for some time on the budget with members of the City Council. How's that going?
It's good. We're going to follow up with the last set of things to go over, which is, you know, our $70-plus million deal. We're on what we're planning on doing in capital projects area tomorrow, and that'll be finished. And then there'll be a little tweaking before the September approval, and then the loading of the budget. So that's always very interesting set of weeks, about 8 weeks worth of this review and plan.
Other than you are not raising anybody's taxes, what do you think the highlights of this budget are?
Well, I mean, there's exciting projects to finish, you know, and we're in the middle of some things. So we're going to deliver some things this year. You know, Howard Avenue excites me, and that'll be finished within months. And just, you know, so many things. We've had some good wins this year as far as things. And so we're really excited about the wins we're going to anticipate next year.
I got to tell you, I've been here, you would say too many years, but about 20 years. And I think right now we have more varied projects throughout the city than I've ever seen. You've got to be feeling a sense of accomplishment.
Well, it's not so much accomplishment, it's activity. And you know, you wake up every morning and say, mirror, mirror on the wall, what's going to happen today? And it happens every day, and that's part of the deal. Whether it's six zeros or five zeros or nine zeros behind, it's always the excitement of what you have to do. And that's part of you know, I tell you, you know, dollars are not, you know, really as far as getting paid for a job. It's the satisfaction. So the satisfaction is more than the dollars in this situation.
Now, another one you probably are not going to agree with me on.
Probably not.
But it just seems to me like we are seeing tremendous progress on the infrastructure work.
It seems that way. And a lot of times it you know, the last part of the deal, the finishing, does not, you know, is not reflective of what the work was that, you know, that came before. The deep sewer, those kinds of things. If you ever seen a 34-foot hole in Biloxi, that's an amazing deal. It's sort of a reverse pyramid. You start digging so you can work at the tip of the pyramid. That's what's unbelievable. Most of it's done, not all of it's done. Not, you know, we don't know what you will trip on as you go to the to the finish line. We just experienced some things with AT&T and things pop up, not aware of anything. So the beauty of this is that if we do a good job, and we are doing a good job, that, you know, you won't have to worry about this for another 100 years.
Okay, good enough. Now, the other thing that you must see some satisfaction in, and not everybody was real big on this thing at first, the West Biloxi Boardwalk.
Oh, yeah. It is good. I noticed the signs are up, and expensive signs, but everything's expensive. But, you know, we hear the interaction, but it's pretty cool, I got to admit.
No, I'm serious. Our friends down at Shark Heads and a couple of the other restaurants, another itch, the Paratitches. But I think we've seen them now embrace this thing.
Yeah, I think so. They've seen the activity even before it was ready, people doing those kinds of things. We got some challenges, you know, as far as what you can, you know, don't use your skateboard, don't use your skates, don't use a bicycle, those kinds of things. But we'll work those kinds of things out, and I think it is a pretty cool project.
Now, the little success that we're seeing right there, that's part of the Fofo Gillage master plan for all of the waterfront Biloxi?
Walk the waterfront, touch the sand, touch the beach, touch the water.
Now, what are we going to be seeing next? Is it the phase that goes from Veterans down to Camellia? And by the way, for those that don't know, the part we're talking about right now is from the Coast Transit Station down to Veterans, and it's the beauty of the mayor's plan was the synergy of all the restaurants. But what next? Because I know we've been talking about Point Cadet, and we've been talking about West Biloxi. Has a decision been made on that?
At least in my mind, it's been made. So we just got to find the dollars. But no, immediately it's going to take it from Veterans to Camellia to Treasure Bay, if you will. Then probably integrate a little bit of, Beverly, working with Beverly Martin and kind of supervises about, you know, another boat launch there, and be very creative in what goes there. So there's a little bit of a I guess, land a part of the deal that jets out and goes mm-hmm. to a little bit deeper water. So it makes some sense, and we just don't want to trip into anything, but we want to actually plan what it's going to be. But it's another $1 million, and so we're planning on that this cycle.
You have been successful in talking to our legislators and the state about Tidelands funds that are generated here in Biloxi, and you've been successful in seeing them come back to Biloxi.
Well, I don't know. It's a matter of opinion. My opinion is we should have twice as much as we're getting, or even four times as much as we're getting. But you know, that's their call. But I know where my thoughts are. You know, mm-hmm. it's in what makes sense in a business standpoint. We generate a 80-something percent of the Tidelands revenue, yet we get, you know, in the 5% kind of return on that.
Mm-hmm. And the Tidelands money is money that's paid for leases on the waterfront to the state, and that money is to be used for waterfront improvement projects. And what you've looked at is not just doing boat ramps, but doing big things.
Right. Well, you know, again, the waterfront, the ability, you walk over the Back Bay Bridge, the Biloxi Bay Bridge, I call it the Biloxi Ocean Springs Bridge, but you know, officially you see 100 people walking that. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can see how many more people you think if you could walk that from bridge to bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the deal, again, not recovering from, you see bits and pieces of a 10-foot boardwalk that's sitting on top of the seawall, you know, as you go from east to west, and that should be a complete set of things. And you can, for all you TV mm-hmm. viewers, you can see on my wall over here, you know, mm-hmm. the plans are to keep that sand on the beach with, you know, with an 18-inch knee wall and a 10-foot boardwalk on top of the existing seawall. We have 31,000 linear feet of seawall. Okay. 14,000 of it has a 10-foot boardwalk. Just a pour in place boardwalk that should have been complete. So I got 17,000 linear feet to go. Mm-hmm. The initial project that we'll push for is about 3,501 feet between Oak Street and the small craft harbor, where we're going to implement, I think, a unique plan and hope, you know, the from whatever source of income, pay attention to what we're trying to do.
And the big thing you're talking about here is not reinventing the wheel. Some of the boardwalk's already there. The other thing, though, is twofold. Boardwalk and keep sand on the
beach.
Right.
That knee wall, for you viewers, you can see to my right that this knee wall raises the profile of the beach by 18 inches. And therefore, you know, the sand has to, you know, blow. And again, that's another innovation is we're going to try and use bigger sand. You know, if for those of you who are in tune, a micron is 1/1,000,000th of a meter, and our sand right now is 100 microns. We're looking for 600 micron sand. In case if you have any, let us know.
You've said this before.
It's like heavy sand. I mean, heavy sand will stay there.
Yeah. I just don't know about some of this stuff.
No, all right. I get it.
Another thing that we're on the cusp, and I know you keep telling me, slow down, wait. Pops Ferry Causeway Park is beautiful.
It's getting there. I noticed some of the sod that was placed there, and we're trying to address some problems that other folks think that we have. And I think tomorrow's sort of the final once over of what's there, and we'll get the blessing, you know, from the folks who provided mm-hmm. some of the money, and we'll finish it up, and it'll be locked and loaded and ready to go.
Do you still go out to Wool Market and meet with the Wool Market Planning Commission?
I did. I was there 7:30 this morning. So every Thursday, if I'm in town, I'm there. So it was interesting.
Now, explain to people what the Wool Market Planning Commission is.
Well, as an 8-foot table in the back of the Chevron station where people get their, you know, the breakfast sausages and do a little coffee, but of course, shoot the breeze. But we actually have a sign. It's called the Wool Market Planning Commission. It meets there every Thursday. And you know, we go over what their at least perception and minds. Nathan Barrett was there this morning, too. So anyway, it's sort of a gathering place.
Nathan Barrett, the council member who represents the Wool Market area. What are the big issues on their mind? Are they still happy to be Biloxians?
No comment. No, drainage is the main thing. Okay, mm-hmm. we're talking about, you know, just keeping the ditches where the water flows. You know, water doesn't flow uphill, although some engineering design seems like. But anyway, that's the main thing. And they're not bashful. And I keep reminding them, I do this for recreation. You know, I don't do it. So when they line up, I said, take a number. You know, go on.
I think it's pretty brave of you, though. I mean, no, you've been gone out there before you were elected mayor.
Well, you take your lumps, you take your hits, and then mm-hmm. you go on. So,
Okay, so final question. What else is on the mind of Fofo Gillich?
Oh, man, you don't have enough time to talk about that.
Well, better than WLOX. We're giving you all the time you need.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm in the middle of some things right now. But, you know, the tax, you know, the, not the tax, excuse me. The, you know, the budget is key and trying to make a consensus of what we do. We're trying to do what's best in every case without question. You know, there's no motives. There's nothing that we, you know, we're just dreaming up. We want to do, in the case that's coming up next week, we're meeting with some waterfront development folks that have done this all over the world, and they're familiar. They've been here in Biloxi. It's called the Waterfront Design Group in Washington, D.C. And so we're going to gather a ton of people, 26, 30 people have been invited to say, okay, the goal is, what is this? These possibilities with our waterfront? We've got, I don't know how many miles of waterfront, but it's Back Bay, Front Beach, anything around the water is going to win. I've seen it over and over and over. And we're going to define, you know, with the metrics that people, you know, you can't argue with facts. We're trying to develop the facts and say this leads this way. And if, you know, we've got experts, I think, involved, and we've got, you know, key people that have some input. So we hopefully, and I have no, preconceived ideas. I've got ideas, but I mean, we want to back this up with metrics so no one can argue with this.
Is this still a dream job for you?
Oh, yeah. It's not a dream. I'm living it. It's reality. It's not a dream.
Mayor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wait. I would be remiss if we didn't mention this. We lost our number one gadfly, Mary Rose Lehay.
Right. It was a loss. And I tell you, it just a joy. And she told me the last conversations I had with her, she said, listen, just because you can just assume I'm all right if you don't hear from me. Because every once in a while, one of her cousins, Matthew Dubez, I said, go check on Mary Rose. I hadn't heard from her in a long time. And goodness, it was such a sad thing that she was always up here with comments that you just got to smile. And you just got to smile when you think of her. So that is a loss for our city.
Mayor, thank you very much for taking the time. Okay, I appreciate it. Cecilia Dobbs Walton, what do we have going on this weekend? And you were out at Pops Ferry Causeway Park. What'd you see? And tell people.
Well, one thing I wanted to mention, first of all, Vincent, I have a question for you. Yesterday, Cable One aired videos about or programming to commemorate the anniversaries of Hurricane Katrina and Camille to educate residents about the dangers of the storms and floodings. And this was on cable 69, but I noticed it was on today too.
Yes, it's on today, and they're going to probably air it for a few more hours today. But we do it on August 29th prior to Hurricane Katrina. We used to do it on August 17th, or is it 16th or 17th? What's the anniversary of Camille? August 16th or 17th?
16th.
August 16th or 17th, I should remember. What's embedded in our minds now, of course, is August 29th. But we do a commemoration, and what Mayor Gillich wants to see us do is to remind people of how deadly these storms were so that they can be better prepared, so that they will know what steps to take. You can own the complete Katrina experience. It's available at the Visitor Center, Seafood Industry Museum, the Orr O'Keefe, our friends up at Sharkheads and Souvenir City. It's only $15 for two photo albums and DVDs. Now, what'd you think of Pops Ferry Causeway Park?
It was pretty nice. I'm excited. I'm excited for it to open this weekend to the public so they can go in and enjoy all the amenities, walkways, fishing, opportunities for fishing that they're going to have. It's really nice. I'm very excited.
Is there any kind of admission fee?
No, it's free. It's open to the public. It's a public park.
Okay, what else we got going on? Because we need to wrap this show up.
Yes, tomorrow the Biloxi Parks and Recreation Department will have their back-to-school pool party. It'll be Friday, August the 31st. It'll be 6 to 8 p.m. at the Biloxi Auditorium. It's free. It's open to the public. We're also going to have the Vincent messed up my paperwork that I had right here in front of me. Also, September the 1st, the Guns and Hoses Charity Pickleball Tournament for open registration to anyone. Right now, it's just been open to first responders. This is a pickleball event that's going to happen on Saturday, October the 13th, just to support first responders.
And if you want to find out more about pickleball, go to some of our earlier episodes because we had the founder and creator as one of our guests.
Yes, and then one more thing is the Biloxi Shepherds return to MGM Park. Tomorrow, they're going to play against the Barons, I believe Birmingham Barons. So they're going to have a list of promotions. They have fireworks that's going on this weekend. So as always, all that information is listed on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
William, do you think our ratings are going to take a hit since we had the Honorable on the show?
Yeah, they're going to go up. They're definitely going to go up. Trust me. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to City Desk, News and Views from City Hall. And we want to thank our very special guest this week, the Honorable Mayor Fofo Gillage, for sharing his thoughts and insights of the city. This is William Sackett speaking.